William Hassenpepper is becoming a family man.
Wow.
Yep, let's get to this phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Corey said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my wonderful mother, Shannon, runs a daycare and is the sweetest woman you could ever meet."
All right.
"She loves each and every one of those kids that comes into her daycare."
Mm-hmm.
"The people who use her consider her like a second mother to their kids."
Oh, that's great.
"Her birthday's coming up. She would be perfect for one of your phone taps, LOL. Think you can help?"
Yeah, so William Hassenpepper becoming a father, wanting to get a jump on a good daycare, maybe even some potential names. Thankfully, Shannon is just the person he needs to talk to. Welcome to your phone tap.
"Good morning, daycare. This is Shannon."
"Hi, Shannon. William Hassenpepper. Have you got a couple minutes for a couple questions?"
"Of course."
"Ah, wonderful. I'm calling because, well, we're having our first baby, a little girl, in about 6 weeks."
"Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. I'm very excited for you."
"Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm kind of a planner, so I like to make sure that, you know, we've got as much figured out as possible in advance. And that's a part of why I'm calling you, to see about reserving a spot at your daycare for when my wife goes back to work."
"Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. It'll depend on when your daughter is born, the age that you want to bring her here. And once we figure that out, I can see what we're anticipating for opening."
"Great, because there's something else I wanted to know. And I really didn't know who to ask."
"Sure, I'll try and help you. What is it?"
"Okay, you've done this a long time, and you've seen a lot of kids, you know, good kids and bad kids, I'm assuming."
"Well, I don't really think there's a thing as a bad kid."
"Yeah, well, I I'm an analytical guy, and I'm trying to give our daughter the best chance at turning out right, and I really feel like what we name her will have a big impact on how she turns out."
"Her name? Really?"
Yeah. I looked it up. The most common girls' names to appear in arrest records are Kelly, Tiffany, Samantha.
What?
Now, I mean, that has to mean something, right?
No.
I mean, this isn't my area at all.
I mean, think about it. When you think about all the kids that you took care of over the years, there were probably some Kellys and some Tiffanys. Or especially naughty, am I right?
"Sir, no. I don't talk about any of the kids here like that. I've had many children here over the years, and believe me, each one is a treasure in some way. And I think this name idea is terribly misguided."
"I mean, I'm just thinking about even stripper names. I've had a list of the most common stripper names, so it stands to reason that if you don't want your daughter to grow up to be a stripper, you don't name her like Crystal or Amber or Brandy. I mean, those are 1, 2, and 3 on the stripper name list."
"That's ridiculous. But where are you getting this? It's terrible. You can't just make assumptions about a person because of their name. They can't help their name."
"Yes.
Well, I know. I realize that. But I can. I can give my daughter a safe name and give her more of a chance, a fighting chance. I mean, I don't want to give her a stripper name like a Lola or Candy or Shannon."
"Hey, my name is Shannon, and I'm fine."
"I'm sorry. I mean, did you always run a daycare center? Or?"
"I beg your pardon. What are you suggesting? What are you saying?"
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. When my parents named me Ben Davis, I guess I had to become a radio personality and make these prank phone calls."
What?
Shannon, it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
"What? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This was a joke? That's what this is all about? Oh, my God."
"I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, fluster you so much. Just having a little fun. It was Corey's idea."
"Oh, Corey put you up to this. Oh, my God. That is crazy.
By the way, I love the name Shannon. It's great. It's perfect." "You're a wonderful human being."
"Well, thank you."
"You're welcome."
"I feel attacked, though. I feel personally attacked."
"Well, hey, you know what?
I mean, being attacked.
It is what it is, right, Kelly?
I turned out the way I did. I haven't been arrested yet.
Day's still early, isn't it?
All right.